I had a dead battery last week. Got in the car. Click, 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 click. So immediately I pulled out my AAA card, and thankfully I have kept that up for a number of years, actually since I was a teenager. And so I joined that because my father and mother were members of AAA, and so it just became a family thing. And I joined it at the time, certainly for roadside service and dead batteries, which I don't have very often. I remember joining it and using the services. I love their maps. I loved triptychs. I don't even know if they have them anymore. I haven't gone in there to ask for one, but I used to go get triptychs. And if you're not a AAA member, you may not know what a triptych is, but it's one of those page-by-page maps that, you know, you're going on a trip somewhere, and it gives you the road, and you just keep flipping the pages. Every time you get to the end of the page, you flip the next page, and you're on a new highway with all kinds of signs and all kinds of, you know, indications of what roads are available or what roads are closed for construction, all that kind of good stuff. And I'm not here pushing AAA. But but it was a wonderful service, and I used to use them more so when I lived in Michigan. Anyway, I always remember whenever I went in and asked for a triptych, the first question always was, where are you going? And that's important. It's an important question. Sounds simple. Where are you going? Well, I'm going to Toronto. Okay. And you're leaving from where? So you had to have a destination, and you had to have a beginning point. And then they would busily start pulling pages and put that all together so that you had a roadmap from where you're starting to your destination point. So the profundity of this whole homily, if there is profundity to it, is that the end starts with the beginning. When mapping a trip, we begin with the end. If you want to know how to get somewhere, we start with the end of our destination point, and then we can figure out how to get there. Today we begin a new church year. We begin a new church calendar. And calendars are very much like a triptych. They're kind of just indicators of where we're going. We have another year. And we know the end of this year will be the last Sunday of the year, probably sometime November, December of 2014. Very frightening. But that's our destination. As we begin a new church year, we're looking at the end of this year to say, this is where we're ending up. This is where we're going to go. And throughout the year, what happens is that we have different seasons in a year. We have what we call Advent here. And you heard me talk to the children and say that Advent is about preparation. It's about preparing for the coming of Christ. And unfortunately, Advent is that kind of the lost season of the church, because it gets so overcome by what we do outside of these walls in preparation for Christmas. But it really was originally a season of penance. It was a season of penance, though, that had a preparation component, preparing for Christmas, but also preparing for Christ to come again at the end of time. We hear that a little bit in these readings about the end, our destination. And so there's that sense of, why are we beginning today with the end? Well, we have to know where we're going. We have to know where we're going. And so the church begins this season of Advent with readings about the end of time. If we know our destination, we're going to know then throughout this whole calendar year of the church how to get there. And then we celebrate Advent, we celebrate Christmas, you know, Jesus' birth and the beginning of his childhood and his public life and his ministry. And then after Christmas, we move into Lent. And Lent is another season of penance, more penitential than Advent. It's the time to change our lives, you know, to get serious here. This is where I've been, this is where I need to go, and this is what has to happen for me to get there, almost like a little church year. Because I need to know the destination, need to know how to get there, what needs to change. In Lent, we look at Christ's arrest, his suffering, his death, his dying, his burial, and his resurrection from the dead. Then the church gives us 50 days after that, called Easter season, not just Easter day, but Easter season, 50 days that lead all the way up to Pentecost, and we celebrate Christ's presence among us and his sending forth of the Spirit. And then the rest of the year, the church year, is about hearing and reflecting on what Jesus said and did in his earthly ministry. All that instruction, all that reflection for us to know how to get to where we're going. We do that every liturgical year, the same sequence, and then the year starts over. And maybe that's why one of the signs of Advent is the wreath, which is that circle and that cycle that just continues to go around and around. And it's not like Chronos time, like we begin here and we go here. It goes over and over again. Recently, I was at a funeral where there was another priest who knew the family quite well. And he stood up at the end of the funeral and he walked down to the casket and he put his hand on the casket of the deceased person and he made this comment. This is where our entire life leads to. We will all be here. Which is really what Jesus was saying in the gospel today. All who dwell upon the earth will experience what is to come. Reminding us of the end. Reminding us in a very sobering way that the end is the purpose of our life. Not just death, but the glory of the resurrection as well, and eternal life. In other words, the end is the purpose for the way we live our lives. And this particular individual had been preparing for the end by the way he lived his life of service and love of others. So the questions then are put to us today as we start this new year. Is our destination clearly in sight? You know, do we need to go to AAA and get that triptych, but spiritually? You know, is the destination clearly in sight? Do we know where we're going? Is the road clear of obstacles? What are the obstacles that stand in the way, or sometimes are in the way of our path to the destination? Is the way marked out to make the trip? Those are the questions we reflect on as we begin this new church year. A friend of mine called just recently to share a story about a woman friend of her mother. They had both just come from church a couple of Sundays ago. And the one woman was commenting to my friend's mother about the gospel. You know not the day or the hour. And she said, you know, Joanne, some days are that passage is so frightening. And on other days, I would welcome death. And that same evening, death visited her. The gospel today is not to make us fearful. It's not about judgment at all. Luke's gospel is not about judgment. And if you hear that and you go back to it and you read it again, it's about reassurance. You know, all these things are going to happen around you. All these things are going to happen in the world, and you're going to see signs and wonders, and you're going to wonder yourself. But the gospel is very clear. Look up. Your redemption is at hand. It's reassurance that the glory and the power of God is going to come and save us. We're preparing for a Savior, the one who came and already has saved us, and we're preparing for a Savior who will come again and rescue us from all the cataclysm and all the danger and all the fear and all the anxiety and everything about this life that we are experiencing. And so the destination begins by looking at the end. Today, a new year begins. Are we ready for the end? Are we ready to arrive at our destination? And what do we need to do today? Because we know not the day or the hour. What do we need to do today to get there?